Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast. If you are a faithful listener, hey, if you are new to this podcast, hello. I hope you are all doing good. This is our second episode this week because we are two this year or this month. We were two a few days ago. So this is like our celebratory month, right? So we thank God for his faithfulness. We thank God for all of you listeners and for everything. So I'm going to actually make the announcement. I said we'll be giving away gifts and things throughout the month. So I'm going to make the announcement for what we're going to do, for the next few days in terms of gifts. And then we'll have more to come and just things that we'll just be, sharing with you all. So before we get into this episode today, in terms of our first gift, we want to make it something practical and something you can easily use for whatever you need. But our theme is to make, encourage you to be the best version of yourself, which is really found in your creator, right? And in doing so, you may need a resource, you may need to grab a book, you may need to grab some sort of item, so we know there's a famous company that people tend to purchase things from. I do a lot. I made their CEO very rich for the past year. So we thought we'd just give vouchers towards that so that you can purchase whatever you want in this first round of our giveaway. And then subsequently, we'll have other things. So we are giving away an equivalent of a £50 voucher in Amazon vouchers. So I know that listeners listen from across the world. £50 will equate to something else if you're in another country. But we will obviously do our best to get it to you because that's a digital, the transaction is can be done like that. So we will be giving away an equivalent of £50. So in dollars, it would be slightly more, in terms of dollars. And then likewise for other currencies, I'm sure, the Amazon vouchers will work. If not, we'll figure something else out. Because I know there are so many multiple countries that, listen to this podcast. So an equivalent of £50 worth of vouchers. And that's great because you can get you can get books, you can get, whether it's planners you need, you can get stationery, because we're kind of all in this mindset of resetting the year. You can get Bibles, books, devotionals, anything. You can get that. You can even purchase something completely different or random. But Amazon's great for that. So we're going to be giving away an equivalent of £50 worth of Amazon vouchers. Now we're going to round up this giveaway. I'm announcing this today. Sorry, I forgot to say happy Friday because you'd be listening to this on a Friday. So you're going to get it, Friday is when you're going to hear about it. So we're going to round this up by Monday. So this gives enough time for you to do the needful. And really, I don't want to make this too cumbersome, or we rather don't want to make this too cumbersome about how, we go about doing the whole competition piece. Giveaway piece to it. But what we want you to do is just share this podcast with as many people as you can. Now, we can't control that, but we are trusting that you will do so. Share the podcast with as many people as you can and give us a comment, comment on the podcast, leave a review, etc. Just actually leave a review, comment. That's the best way to do it. So, on the platform that you listen to, leave a review. We can view it from whatever platform, but preferably if you listen to it on Spotify, that would be great, or on iTunes podcast, that would be great. On Anchor, you can do the same, but we will see it. But those are obviously the top ones that were easily accessible. So just leave us a review, basically. So it's a few things. things. So share the podcast with as many people as possible. Leave us a shout out, review, comment, etc. on the podcast itself. And then what we want you to do is go to our Instagram, which is Adia Talks Community on Instagram. And we just want you to drop us, like follow us if you're not following us already. So that's the third thing. And then just drop us a DM to say, hey, I'm here. I entered the podcast competition, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, we can see the, you know, we'll be able to see the comment, you know, the review you've left us, and then we'll be able to see your DM. We can't focus on, and then if you don't follow us, obviously, we'll see that you followed us. But right, by sharing the podcast, we can't tell if you have, but we do trust that you will. So those are the things you need to do. So I'm just going to repeat them really quickly. We want you to share the podcast with as many people as possible. Leave us a review about the podcast. Follow us on Instagram if you don't already. And then slide into our DM and just say, hey, my name is X. I'm doing the podcast competition and all of that. And we will round up this whole thing by Monday. So we'll round that up by Monday. And we will get in touch with whoever the winner is. Following Monday. So, or not following Monday. So after Monday, we'll get in touch either Monday evening or, you know, the following Tuesday, we will get in touch with the winner of this particular competition for the Amazon, sparsely Instagram, Amazon vouchers, £50 worth of that. And then next week we will have something else that we will give away. So continue to, you know, share all of those good things so that people can be blessed by all of that. So I hope you are all well. I hope you're enjoying your summer wherever you are. If it's summertime, I know it's rainy season in some other parts of the world. Last time we got together, we were talking about sort of just a mid-year encouragement and, you know, just really talking about us being two, you know, all of that, just encouraging you from that perspective. I said we would be doing a bit of a sort of dropping some gems to do like a mid-year check-in. So we're calling this a halftime check-in and, you know, dropping some gems and some things to do. I was going to give 10 with a bonus and making it 11, but we've changed strategy slightly on that. So we're still going to go ahead and do that in this episode, but we're not going to do all of them in this episode. We are going to do about 4 or 5. But what we do have for you is on our Instagram on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. GMT, which is 5 a.m. EST. I know that's super early, but for what we're going to be doing, it might be what you need first thing in the morning, to be honest, because sometimes those kinds of conversations just resonate better. Right. But what we're going to be doing is a mid-year check-in, a halftime check-in. We're going to be doing a check-in and we're going to be discussing and, you know, we're going to also be praying. So again, go to our Instagram, Adia Talks Community. That's where it's going to be on that page specifically. And we're going to just be having a conversation about, you know, when I say having a conversation, I'll be running through more of the things I'm going to talk about. So I'll share about 4 or 5 now, and then we're running through the rest of them and we'll be praying. We may possibly have conversations with people if you're on and, you know, you want to maybe share with us how your year's been, etc. We'd love to have that. Now, we're blessed that Instagram offers that as well. So we could also do that if there's an opportunity to do so. But the main focus really is to do the check-in, share with you, and just release the word of the Lord as he lays it on my heart. And it's really something God has laid on my heart in terms of the direction. So I'm really going to spend some time preparing and praying towards it. I always want to be in sync with him. So I believe that he will have something for you. He'll have an encouragement, he'll have a confirmation, he'll have something that my words will say for you, or somebody could even say something in the comments, or when somebody comes on, there will be something for you there, because God is there already. He's completely his idea. I was like, oh gosh, no, Lord. He's like, no, this is the, you know, when you're like, okay, this is what we're gonna do, and then you're not quite sure. And I know when God is speaking, and I'm still communicating with him, and I'm like, I haven't quite figured out when what something's meant to be, but I know. And then once he tells me, once I get it and I know, and it's like, oh, it's like a puzzle getting in place, or you know, one of those Lego pieces or something, like fitting into place. And that's exactly what's happened here. So it's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. We're also going to pray, as well as the Lord leads us prayer points specifically for, you know, going into the second half of the year. I'm super excited about it. I was hoping in my head, I was like, okay, it'll probably be an hour, but I think it might be slightly longer. But we'll try and keep it, you know, to the point and as effective as possible. But you all podcast listeners have the wonderful opportunity and advantage of being ahead of the curve, because you get to hear about it first, because the flyer will be posted tomorrow. So you get to hear about it first, because you probably listen maybe before it comes up on everybody's feed, right? So the flyer will be posted tomorrow. You're hearing about it now, but you also get a bit of an inroad, because you are getting some of the information right now, and you can actually start to meditate and think about it and think about how you can implement some of these things. What I'm going to be talking about today are really like high level things, which, you know, when I say implement, they require you maybe making a bit of effort, taking some time out, carving some time out, so you can actually, you know, start to think about your diaries. And then you're kind of coming on Saturday with a bit more, you know, with a bit more of like how you're gonna get around all of it. But yes, so wonderful. So today we're going into our mid-year check-in, but this is just, we're just dropping, we're just giving you a bit of an intro into the mid-year check-in, right? So we're going to be talking about 4 to 5 things, probably more around four things for your mid-year check-in, things that you should do, things that you've probably considered, but I'm going to discuss them, and that will resonate more with you as you know, sometimes we consider things come to our mind, but we kind of let it slide because we don't know. So I'm going to round this up in the next few minutes, and then I'm going to go. So we're going to keep this short and sweet. So the first thing I want to say in terms of, you know, this midpoint check-in is, and you're like, okay, what's happening? You know, what should you be doing, etc. is take some time out to pray and retreat, right? Take some time out to pray and retreat. And we're already doing that. You know, we've got Saturday, we're going to talk and we're going to pray as well. But, you know, from the things talked about on Saturday and even the things God has been laying on your heart, actually take some time out to pray specifically for the rest of the year, and to pray concerning the projects, the things, and all those things we'll draw out in more detail on Saturday. But take some time out to pray specifically for those things. So for me, I've actually started working on just like, okay, things I know for the rest of the year, and trying to slot them into the months. So what I'm going to do is take all of those things and actually pray, spell them out, and pray and listen and see what the Lord is saying. These are things he's already laid on my heart, so I'm just working to get more information, like more details, but actually just pray concerning them. Pray, whether you pray in the spirit or you want to, you know, use the word of God to pray, however you feel led. Pray, you know, according to how the Lord is leading you for those things. But take some time out to pray, and take some time out to retreat as well. It's been great for me this week. I've had a bit of a retreat, you know, not in my normal fashion, but certainly not doing the things I would do daily. So, you know, the world is an interesting place right now. So you may not be able to go somewhere and retreat like you would like to, or, you know, go on holiday or do those things. And, you know, you might have a family, whatever it is. You know, I would like to encourage you to get into the habit of retreating regularly. But also taking some time out where you go on an extended retreat. You know, we can make excuses of busyness, of life, family, kids, all of these things, but you will be better for it, trust me. And I might, you know, people sometimes are, well, you don't have all of those things, so maybe you don't get it. And I don't, so I can't pretend that I do completely. Of course I do get it, you know, I understand when someone's got, you know, maybe a family to look after and they've got small children and all of that, but there's always ways to modify or to, like, you know, suit things to fit your situation. And the Holy Spirit is the one who will show you and reveal it to you. I can't tell you all the ways for every single circumstance, but there are ways. You don't always have to go away. You don't always have to leave your house in that sense, and make it a big deal. You don't always have to even say you're taking, or, you know, holidays or taking some time off. that would be nice. I mean, that would be great and fantastic. But, you know, you can just decide that, okay, I'm going to spend these two Saturday and Sunday, or I'm going to finish, you know, if you, let's just say you work in the week, finish a little bit early on a Friday and do all the things I need to do on Friday, and then have Saturday and Sunday with the Lord, or however you, you know, you are able to juggle that out. You can ask for help as well. I mean, really, trust me when I say that, if you really go to God and, you know, God, I need help with this thing, He will open up your eyes to show you and give you the wisdom to direct you on what you need to do, you know, to make that thing work out, number one. But number two, He will also send helpers your way, any helpers that you need to help you in, you know, achieving that thing, to get it done. I believe the Lord will send helpers your way. And just because you're listening to this, Father, I just pray for grace and for help to come forth, Father Lord, from the least expected place. Like, you might be, okay, how am I going to do this? Somebody just calls and says, let me just take your kids for a day or something. So figure out, you know, how you can do that. It might be a day. It might be half a day. It might be a morning where you just decide, I'm going to a quiet place. I'm going to a coffee shop. Sometimes you also need to retreat away from your regular environment. I mean, retreats are lovely when you can actually go somewhere for a few days. But we know that that's not always possible. And also just given, you know, the panoramic. So, i.e. the pandemic. But, you can literally just decide, you know, going to take a day or half a day, go to a coffee shop, go to somewhere different from your environment, because that also helps. I've done retreats in the city I live in before where I've actually gone to a hotel for the weekend. And it was just nice to be away. It was actually nice and restful. So the second, actually call it the first, second thing that I actually, you know, wrote down was really about taking some time out to rest. It all goes hand in hand, right? Pray, retreat, rest. It's important. Rest. I'm not the best rester, if I'm honest with myself, but rest is so important. You know, sometimes I feel guilty for it, but it is so important because you are better for it overall. Like, everything that needs something from you is better when you are rested. Trust me, your family will appreciate you better when you're rested. The work you deliver, the ministry excellence, everything about you is better when you're rested. There are things I know I do not do when I am tired and I've not had enough sleep. There are just some things I will try to avoid doing because I'm like, all I need is sleep. And truth be told, I'm not knocking anyone's diagnosis or things people are dealing with, but sometimes people self-diagnose depression or diagnose depression that they're dealing with or are down because they have not rested. It's all they need is rest, you know, and maybe a regular pattern of rest. Even though you're busy, develop a pattern of rest. Sometimes there's rest, hormonal imbalance, you're not eating the right things and it's throwing you off. Some of it's just that it just needs tweaking. So take some time out to rest, because what that rest will do is, even if you have like, if some of your issues are to do with like the other things I mentioned, hormonal imbalance or eating, the rest will be, your mind will begin to, you know, be able to actually look at the areas of your life where you may need, okay, maybe I need to eat better, or maybe I need to get somebody to a professional to help me in, you know, assessing my body so that I can understand what's lacking and my vitamins and all of those things. I'm telling you that those solve the fixing that solves a lot of issues, and just rather than things that we just proclaim or declare over ourselves as issues we're dealing with, where sometimes it's really down to the makeup in your body that really does play a role. You know, drinking enough water. So rest, reset, retreat, pray, you know, take some time. As you pray, the Lord will highlight those things to you as well. So I've probably said quite a bit already, but those are two points. So I'm only going to mention two more in the sort of midst of what we're talking about. And then the next thing I was going to mention is, okay, let me just see which one I should mention. Okay, so go back to the word the Lord gave you at the start of the year. So some of us kind of go off track with this a little bit. So the Lord gives us a word, be it a scripture, be it a prophetic word. Some of us have acquired prophetic words from the start of the year to last month or to, you know, maybe an hour ago. We've acquired so many words and we have not gone back to them. We just take them in the moment. And you know what? Your memory, you just remember one bit of it, you know, over time. And then we just keep on going. And then we're looking for the next word, or we're looking for the next breakthrough. And it's like, God is like, have you obeyed the last instruction? Or have you meditated on that word I gave you, you know, at the start of the year? And I will tell you, I guarantee that, you know, if the Lord gave you a word at the start of the year, be it a prophetic word, be it a scripture that you should stand on, whatever it is, and he gave it to you as the word for your year, it is still very much valid, at least for the next 6 months and probably beyond, right? So we're very instant in this, you know, in this generation or this, call it this world we live in right now. So we want it instant. So it's like, okay, instant word, move on to the next move. And it's like, you haven't marinated the word yet. You haven't allowed it, you know, you haven't allowed it to go in. You know, like if you're cooking beef or you're cooking meat or whatever it is, if you're like me, my ideal thing with cooking chicken, I don't really cook meat too much, but cooking, even if I was cook beef or chicken or even fish, my ideal thing is to clean it, wash it, and then to marinate it and put it in the fridge. If I could do it for 24 hours, I let it get in and then I cook it, right? So some of us receive that word and we just like plunge it on and just cook it, like, but let it marinate into, so that when you cook, when you're ready and when it's made, it's all nice and it's tasty because the word has gone through. I don't know why the analogy just came up, but it did. But it's like being watered by the word, right? So it's letting it really, really, really go in. You know, really, really think about soil when it's irrigated with water. You know, in Israel, they have this sort of, is it like under, you know, irrigation from like underground kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. But like, imagine, you know, when you pour water on soil, it just goes like topsoil. It kind of just absorbs the top. But to really, really penetrate in, you need to figure out ways to get the water to go in. That's how the word, you're watering the word with your life. So what I mean is, go back to that word of God that the Lord gave you at the start of the year. Go back to it and keep on meditating on it. So for me personally, and for the community, for Dear Talks community, the word the Lord gave us at the start of the year was in 1 Samuel, I believe it's 30, something like 17, I believe. Anyway, it's where David, I say it's Jesus, David inquired of the Lord and said, should I, you know, go to war? And he said, the Lord said, pursue, overtake, recover all. You know, pursue, overtake, recover all means go for it. Like, go, pursue, overtake, go past where, you know, beyond where you have been before, because I'm with you, I'm backing you up, and recover everything. There was like everything stolen from you, everything that 2020 held up, everything that was stolen from you years ago, overtake, recover all, I'm behind you. That's the Lord, the word gave us. So when I started hearing words, you know, that the Lord is like on my heart, when I started hearing a lot to do with acceleration, and I may have shared this before, I'm not sure, a lot to do with like a change of shoes, particularly for our prayer room, like it was like a change of, you know, I saw people like changing from like regular shoes to like tennis or like, you know, Converse shoes, like running shoes kind of thing. I saw change of shoes, acceleration, catching up, those kinds of things. When it was literally that was pressing on my heart a lot, it then made sense. I was like, actually, yes, pursue, overtake, recover. Oh, the Lord is, you know, still pressing that on our hearts. So go back to the word the Lord gave you at the start of the year. And all the words he's giving you in between. So, but go back to the start and understand, have I been meditating on this? And actually how, like, you would see that it's still very much relevant and it will encourage you. And then start to listen to all the things the Lord's giving you since then. I encourage you to get a journal, write it all down, Like, I'm actually, one of the things I'm going to do tonight or tomorrow morning is journal all my recent prophetic words. Like, I have a lot of them recorded or just scribbled down somewhere. But what I'm going to do today, probably today or tomorrow morning, is actually journal them, put them in my journal of where I keep my words, basically, so that, you know, I can go back and read them. And just doing that will just encourage me and all of that. So I encourage you to do the same. That's what I wanted to leave you with. And then we have one more word I'm going to share with you, but I'm just trying to do something over here. We've got a technical situation going on over here. Okay, so I think we fixed that now. Okay, let me just say the last one. So the last one I'm going to drop today is about, let's see. Okay. I'm not going to mention the one I was going to mention. I'm going to talk about decluttering. Yeah, I'll talk about that. And then the other will you would hear on Saturday. So take some time out to declutter and, you know, physically, mentally, and digitally. Do this in all three spheres and everything else I haven't mentioned. So physically, mentally, and digitally declutter. So what do I mean physically? Obviously clear your space. Some of you have clothes, things you've been meaning to put on eBay. I'm talking to myself right now. Things you just need to get rid of, give out. Like, you know, there's some young people that I'm like, I think I need to call them and tell them to come to my house and pick what they want, kind of thing. From, you know, so declutter your space, you know, use this nice summertime to be able to, you know, change things up a little bit if you need to, get rid of stuff, change things around, you know, however you choose to do it. But just declutter, for me personally, is very therapeutic. It's like tidying up is so therapeutic. Even if I'm stressed, I want some tidy space, then I feel better. It's a psychological thing, right? I'm not letting my feelings lead me, but I'm just... it's like one less thing to stress one out, right? So I wondered, my dad always used to say, you're always tidying up. But it really is therapeutic for me. So declutter your space. And I think there are studies to show that compared to, like, say someone has a messy desk or cluttered desk versus a clean desk, or, you know, a tidy room versus just, you know, things everywhere, There are studies to show that your brain functions better. It's just, you know, that. So declutter physically, declutter mentally as well. Like, some of you need to go through an Instagram cleanup, unfollow. I'm not saying it's not cancel culture, but just like anything that's really making you not... you're thinking twice and questioning your existence because somebody's doing whatever. Seriously, it's not that deep. Unfollow. Just clean up things, like clean up. Even you know, a mental cleanup, which is kind of even more of a physical one. I was doing the other days on my computer. I had folders. I did this a while ago, and I was actually then just finding things in the folders. You know, just to kind of it just makes it easier. So it just means that next time I'm going to look for something, I know where's the folder. I'm not like, oh, have I put in the folder yet? So is it amongst these, all these new things? So use your 6-month mark to just use that cleanup. Take some time out to do all of those things. But, you know, mentally declutter. I have a lot of books, things I want to read, but I'm picking out the books I'm going to read for the next 6 months so that they're in my line of sight, and putting everything else away so that it's away. And I know, you know, so it's just a way of mentally decluttering as well. Mentally declutter by writing out, you know, what are the things on your heart? Journal is a great way to mentally declutter as well. Just journal what's on your heart, what you need to say to the Lord. What's, you know, he doesn't want us to be in worry and anxiety. So just let all those things go. Just declutter. You know, some of you have tons. I'm guilty of this. I have tons of things, courses, half done things. Oh, I want to do this, do that, I haven't done. And I'm just like, I'm going to make a list of all of them and a plan of attack of, like, this I'm doing, this I'm not doing. Because we have a habit as well, and we'll talk more about this on Saturday, of, you know, God tells us to do something, we do it. Some of us don't, some people don't, not us, some people don't. But sometimes he tells us to stop something, but we don't. We still have the sentimental value. Like, the Lord told me the other day to stop a venture, which, you know, I used to do. Maybe I'll talk about that more on Saturday. I'm not sure the details, but it's like something which everybody's like, oh, because I used to have an event underneath that venture. And he just said, just put a pause. He told me since put a pause on it, but I've been dragging my feet. So I actually just went yesterday, I believe, and just did some things to, like, pause it, like, you know, this page, and just, you know, let it. I didn't renew the website. Those guys, and then, you know, and it's like, I know I'm not meant to do it anymore, but sometimes we drag on those things. And it's like just another thing that's bothering us. And it's like, God's like, the season of this is done. We may pick it up again, but it's done. Let's move on quickly, right? You know, so I want to encourage you to do that. So just declutter and digitally go through your phone, delete apps you're not using, look at your iTunes. If you're an Apple person, if you're not, I don't understand. Okay, I'm not advertising for them. But, like, you know, if you are, go through your iTunes and see where you have subscriptions. just letting out my dirty laundry here, but subscriptions for things that you do not need anymore. You app you purchased through the 7-day trial, somehow still on your phone, and you're like, why are you still collecting my money? I don't even know. Or things you just have that, you know, arrange your apps into folders and then also just go through a clear up of all of those things. So that's the way to digitally declutter, which my example of the folders before is probably another way to do that. So if you're a graphic art person, like for me, I go through Canva, I put things in folders, I have music in file, like I just do different, you know, it depends. If you're like me that you do a lot of things, then to stay organized, you need to do that. And sometimes you actually need to take time out to organize so that you can be better, you know. So those are the things I'm going to leave you with. I believe it's 4 of them I covered. I don't want to go over my time anymore, but join us on Saturday for our Instagram Live where we're going to be covering more of this. It's going to be on Idea Talks community, possibly a more idea as well if I can do that, but definitely on the Idea Talks community on Instagram Live at 10 a.m. British summertime or standard, one of them, BST anyway, 10 a.m. BST, 5 a.m. EST. Join us. I want to hear you. I want to see you. I want to talk to you. I want to pray with you and for you. I would love to see you then. Take care. Don't forget about the competition. I want to hear from you. All right. Take care. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or 2 or 3 or 4 and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.